Manx Radio's update with Barry Redfern.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Friday, the 5th of August, 2022. A 30-minute roundup of the news on the Isle of Man. This evening, the ever-rising cost of living and the effect on the food bank. Plus, people in Douglas tell us how they're coping. And if you didn't pass English or maths at school, now's your chance with free courses on offer. More on those stories in just a moment in Update.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to six, the news headlines from Simon Richardson. First to my Simon.
First to my. The Isle of Man's COVID-19 reproduction rate has dropped. The R number now stands at 0.5. Last week, it was 0.6. The government working group set up to coordinate a response to the global spread of monkeypox is continuing to monitor the situation. Numbers in the UK are rising steadily, with around 2,600 cases reported so far. As part of its brief, the government working group is making preparations should we see cases on the island. People across the island are being told they'll have to find an extra £677 as a result of surging gas prices. Yesterday, Manx Gas announced a 43.9% increase from the beginning of September. The Cabinet Office Minister, Kate Lord-Brennan, has criticised Manx Gas on social media, accusing them of hiking the price, then immediately pointing the finger to the taxpayer to pay. Further afield, Labour's asking for an investigation into comments Tory leadership candidate Rishi Sunak made about diverting public money from deprived urban areas. In a clip leaked to the New Statesman, the ex-chancellor tells an audience in Tunbridge Wells he wanted to make sure areas like this got funding instead. 10 teenagers have been sentenced for fatally stabbing an 18-year-old as he walked home from a funfair in Sunderland last year. Their terms range from 8 to 17 years detention. And the US has summoned China's ambassador to Washington to protest against actions across the Taiwan Strait. Beijing says it will suspend talks with America on several issues as tensions continue to rise after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island. Those are the headlines. More news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And it'll be dry overnight with more cloud around tomorrow. But still some bright or sunny intervals, light winds and top temperature of 18 Celsius again. The outlook remaining dry and settled on Sunday and into next week, and becoming warmer with temperatures into the low 20s. Sunset at 9:10, sunrise tomorrow at 5:39, low water today at 11:48, and high water in the morning at 5:56.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
The island's food bank says it's concerned about how the rising cost of living is going to impact the number of donations it receives and how many people need its services. It's after a further gas price increase of 43.9% was announced yesterday. Neil Mellon is the food bank's chief executive and has been speaking to Amy Griffiths.
Since the start of the summer holidays, the number of children that we've seen, apart from the regular children we had coming in July, were running at 82 per month. And since the start of the holidays, we've taken on another 22 children as parts of families. And there's also been a further 10 that we've helped where families have run and asked just for a one-off parcel, just to get them through a sticky period.
Is this a figure that you've seen rise as well since the first gas price increase back in April?
Yeah, since that news came out, most of our new calls have been in relation primarily to fuel poverty rather than just problems with rising food prices.
Are you anticipating when this comes into force to see even more people needing the support of your services?
Yes. For the last 3 or 4 months, really, we've been expecting to see a massive increase around about October time of this year. And now with the news that there is going to be this additional hike, I think we're probably spot on target with that. We have sufficient food to help us get through the next few months. Looking at normal usage, it depends how much that gets impacted on over the summer.
Are you concerned as the food bank that as the cost of living gets higher and higher, that fewer and fewer people are going to be able to donate the food in the same way that they may have done 6 months a year ago?
Yes, we see that as a potential risk. What we do see is the food that tends to come in is still continuing, but the type of food that's being purchased and donated is changing. So we're seeing more of the economy brands coming in.
What do you think would be the thing that would help people most in these really challenging times?
I would say it's talking about the quality of rented accommodation on the island. If people didn't have to spend so much money, not keeping their house warm, but trying to keep their house less damp and avoiding the problems with black mould, that's what would make a massive difference.
So how is the rising cost of gas going to impact you? We asked these people in Douglas if they're worried.
Yes, it does certainly, because I won't be able to put my gas on. They'll be frightened too.
It's outrageous that it's been put up so much, but it's the way of the world at the moment.
Given economics, we could reduce anything by the power of supply and demand. We could get it down. We could use government subsidies if necessary.
No, why not? Got enough money to pay for it.
It's too much. The economy's just gone way beyond some people's reach, and that's sad.
It does, yeah, because I'm a single parent and I'm on benefits, so I'm just worried about how, because I'm on a limited budget, I'm just worried about having to use it.
Just got a quote yesterday to change to oil, and we'll be converting in the next 2 weeks.
Thankfully, oil came with a new house, but it was a big part of the decision of buying the house because we knew that gas prices were actually going to go up, and we moved in not that long ago.
The chief executive of Manx Gas said that it was unavoidable. What do you think about that?
I don't think it is unavoidable. We'll judge by the profits that they make at the end of the financial year.
I can't use the language I would usually use, so I'm just going to have to say false.
It's just profits for the shareholders, isn't it? I think if they were all still nationalised, we'd be all right.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update@manxradio.com or text 166177.
The Isle of Man's COVID-19 reproduction rate has dropped. The R number now stands at 0.5. Last week, it was 0.6. Tessa Hawley has the latest.
This week saw a further decrease in the 7-day average of daily reported positive cases from 22 to 14. According to Public Health, the plateau in case numbers is across all age groups, with the caveat that case ascertainment and calculation is dependent on patterns of testing. This means that it's likely there are more cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man than have been currently notified. No snapshot of the number of people in hospital with the virus has been released or their vaccination status. Public Health says that's due to small numbers and issues with identification. The latest wastewater surveillance update, that's a collaboration between the government and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, shows no statistically significant change. That project aims to investigate the usefulness of wastewater testing to monitor levels of infectious disease on the island, including the virus that causes COVID, the viruses which include the winter vomiting bug norovirus and influenza. There have been no further COVID-19 related deaths reported this week. That means the island's death toll since the start of the pandemic stands at 114.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And the Mananan was slightly late leaving Douglas, meaning it'll arrive in Liverpool at around about 6:05 this evening. Otherwise, the Liverpool departure of the Mananan at 7:15 looks like it'll be on time, expected in Douglas at 10 o'clock this evening. And the Ben McCree departing Douglas for Heysham, expected to depart at 7:15 also. And tomorrow morning from Heysham, the Ben McCree expected to arrive in Douglas at 5:30. That, of course, is the departure at 2:15 in the morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Police in the West are warning of the damage online bullying can cause young people after 3 reported cases in the past 2 weeks. One particular area of concern seems to be the way children are using group chats. PC Darren Loder is one of the community officers based in Peel and has been speaking to Amy Griffiths.
The danger is it's easy to say things online when you're not face-to-face with someone. For the children, it's so easy just to be on your phone or a laptop and say these things in a group chat to someone. They don't see the damage and the hurt it causes to these individuals. They may not go with intent to really cause harm, but I've seen results of what can happen to some of these children. I've seen how it can affect them. They don't want to go to school. They feel excluded, and it can cause issues maybe with families. They just don't want to go out. They don't want to meet anyone. Yeah, it just causes a lot of problems.
Phones are accessible 24/7. And I mean, you mentioned that there are children sleeping with their phones under their pillows, some of them as young as 8. And it's just, there's no escaping it, is there?
No, not at all. I mean, I had my first mobile phone, I think it was in my 30s. Nowadays, though, you've got children as young as 8 with these mobile phones. They're not like our old Nokias that we used to have. These are like state-of-the-art phones. It's got everything on these phones for these kids. And you've got the different social media applications as well that these children are using. And it's because there's so much on these, they're spending hours and hours a day on these phones. And as young as 8... they're on there late at night, 11, 12, early hours in the morning. And now the summer holidays, there's no need to be going to bed early for school the next day. They're up all night on their phones. I have no issues with kids being on their phones, but it does bring that nasty behaviour, the exclusions, the bullying as well. And I say with the holidays now, kids are on it so much more. I just want families or parents just to have those chats with the children and make sure they are okay. I'm trying to say take the phones away. It's just have that chat with them, sit down with them and just see what they're doing, show an interest, what group chats are on, who they're talking to, and are they a victim of any bullying? And if so, let's see what we can do to help them. Speak to the parents or even come to us as well. Please don't just say nothing. Talk to someone. Let somebody know if you are a victim of any bullying.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
The London Stock Exchange Group has set out a plan to return £750 million to its shareholders as it posted a rise in first-half profits that was boosted by its acquisition of the data business Refinitiv. The FTSE 100 company completed its $27 billion deal for the financial information business in late January last year, in a move that significantly expanded its presence in data services, a potentially lucrative area as more trading becomes electronic. The acquisition has swelled its statutory pre-tax profits, which climbed to $803 million from $463 million a year earlier.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
And at the close, the FTSE 100 was down 0.11 at 7,439. The DAX also down 0.65 at 13,573. At 16:45, Dow Jones down 0.38 at 32,604. S&P 500 down 0.79 at 4,119. And the NASDAQ also down at 1.26 at 12,560. Exchange rates, the pound against the US dollar is 1.205 and against the euro 1.186. On the commodities market, gold is down 0.94 at $1,773 and Brent up 2.28 at $95.67.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, or the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And it'll be a pleasant and dry weekend, cloudy on Saturday and variable amounts of cloud on Sunday, allowing for some sunny spells. Sea temperature 15 Celsius and the wind west or northwesterly 3 or 4, backing west or southwest in the afternoon for a time. Wave height 0.4 to 0.8 metres, wave period 2 to 3 seconds. The high tide 5.56 a.m. and 6.22. And on Sunday, the wind west 3 or 4, backing southwesterly in the afternoon, becoming variable overnight. The wave height 0.4 to 0.8 metres, wave period 2 to 3 seconds. And the high tide is at 6 minutes past 7 in the morning and at 7.34 in the evening.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
And the time now is 14 minutes to 6.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.im.
So we say, first of May, Rhian Evans.
First of May, good afternoon. Well, in cricket, the Isle of Man is taking on Sweden today in their first match of the, bear with me now, it's a bit of a mouthful, the IWC Under-19s Men's Cricket World Cup Euro Division 2 qualifiers. Tomorrow they will take on Norway and then on Sunday they'll go head-to-head with Denmark. Meanwhile, the Isle of Man bowls squad has returned with strong performances under their belts after competing at the European Bowls Championships. Five members of the Manx squad made their international debut at the week-long event in Scotland, during which 17 nations competed in all disciplines. Standout performances during the championships were seen in the men's pairs duo of Clive McGreal and Gary Lenton, who defeated the much-fancied pair from Wales. In the ladies' triples, Dee Lewis, Pam Makin and Karen Slack scored a remarkable draw with England and two further victories, just missing out on a semi-final spot. And in the men's singles, Clive McGreal was back and won four of his seven matches, including a victory over the Guernsey champion, who's been selected for the Commonwealth Games. The Isle of Man finished 11th overall from the 17 nations competing. And speaking of the Commonwealth Games, it's been a quiet day for Team Isle of Man in Birmingham today. Rachel Franklin was due to compete in the 1500 metre heats, but pulled out earlier this week so she could focus solely on the 5000 metre final. Jo Harris was also due to compete in the men's javelin throw qualifying. However, this is now going to be a straight final, which is taking place on Sunday. So, Jessica Lee is the sole flyer of the Manx flag today at the Commonwealth Games. She whizzed through the rounds of 64 and 32 in the women's single badminton and is now currently facing Scotland's Kirsty Gilmore in the round of 16.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
And everything seems to be okay concerning the air. So departures and arrivals from Ronald's Way all seem to be on time. Let's have a look at the roadworks now. And in Douglas, the Peel Road will be one way heading away from Douglas. This is until the 14th of August between Athol Street and Circular Road. And traffic heading into Douglas will be diverted along Circular Road and then St George's Street. Also in Douglas until the 11th, temporary lights on Upper Duke's Road at the Falconcliffe Terrace Junction. That's 24 hours a day. In Lower Foxdale until the 8th, temporary lights on the main road for wall replacement work. That's also 24 hours a day. Ballymoda until the 8th, temporary lights just south of the Fildraw Road Junction. That's 24 hours. And Port St Mary until the 18th, temporary lights on Queen's Road, 24 hours a day. Port Erin until the 5th of September, temporary lights on the Bradder Road near the turnoff for Bradder Glen. And between the Lairn and Bride until the 10th, there'll be temporary closures on the Coast Road between now and the 10th of August. And just a note for the future, from Monday the 15th to Saturday the 20th of August, the Mountain Road will be closed each evening from 6.15 to 10 p.m. The closure's between Berul Park in Ramsey and the Craignabar Back Road. That's for maintenance work ahead of the Manx Grand Prix.
Massimo Tyres. Budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at... Keyside.
Adults looking to improve their employability or access higher education can study for their English and Maths GCSEs at UCM for free from the beginning of September. The initiative will enable people who didn't attain GCSE or equivalent qualifications in those key subjects when they were at school to do so without having to worry about the cost. College Vice Principal Jeff Chatwood says there are various reasons why many people didn't attain their GCSEs at school, and UCM aims to give them every opportunity to do so now.
The idea was to provide greater accessibility and widen participation for individuals who wish to undertake these types of courses. And UCM also recognises that success at this level often improves individuals' confidence and can lead on to further and higher education.
Will the number of places be limited?
We've got finite resources, but we will try to get as many people onto the courses as we possibly can.
Now, will there be flexibility about when they can study? Because I suppose some of these people might be in full-time employment.
Yeah, there'll be evening courses as well as the daytime ones.
How would people go about getting on the courses, Jeff?
The easiest way to do it, really, is to visit our website, ucm.ac.im, go to the English and Maths section and complete the form which is registering your interest to participate.
Now, of course, this has a long-term benefit as well, because it could actually improve the number of people feeding through into the jobs market by qualifying more people for specific roles, I would imagine.
Yeah, people who want to improve their employability would be suitable for this course. People who want to return to education or higher education but don't meet the minimum entry criteria. And people who don't speak English as their first language and want to improve their written and spoken English. So they would all benefit by undertaking these types of courses.
Is this seen as a one-off, or is this something you're thinking of doing now on a long-term basis?
We've got it approved by Department of Education, Sports and Culture, and we see this as a permanent provision now, moving forward.
And would you expect to see a big take-up for this?
UCM would like to see a big take-up of this. By removing the course fees, it's always been perceived as a barrier, so removing that barrier should widen participation, as I mentioned earlier.
It's 6:07, and you're listening to Update live from the Isle of Man. The government's working group set up to coordinate a response to the global spread of monkeypox is making preparations should we see cases on the island. Numbers in the UK are rising steadily, with around 2,600 cases reported in the UK so far. Simon Richardson has more.
The UK is increasing its stock of monkeypox vaccine and earlier this week took delivery of another 100,000 doses. The Manx government does hold some vaccine supplies, which are held specifically for frontline health staff or for confirmed cases of the virus. The working group is looking at the possibility of providing vaccinations to those most at risk in the community, though no decision has been made to start the process at this stage. Most of the reported cases of monkeypox in the UK so far have been among men who have sex with men. The UK's Department of Health and Social Care says it's working rapidly to vaccinate those at risk. Sexual health charities and LGBT groups in the UK are urging the government to step up its efforts to halt the spread of the virus. They've also claimed that gay and bisexual men have struggled to get the vaccine.
The Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch Show is on at the Villa Marina this weekend. The organisation's outreach and education manager is Jen Adams.
The main attraction is these life-size, very realistic models of marine species. So the largest animal that we'll have on display is an 8-metre-long minke whale. It's life-size minke whales, the three dolphin species that we see here, harbour porpoises, two species of seal, and even a leatherback turtle. It really is just an amazing opportunity to get face-to-face and to touch these incredible models and just staring awe at how amazing they are, and also learn and read the notice boards that we've got about all of the different species of whale and dolphin and basque and shark around the Isle of Man, and how Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch are studying and monitoring them.
Is it just models, or will there be videos and other things going on as well?
Yes, we've got lots of other things to see as well. So we have an audio listening station, so you can listen to whale song and dolphin clicks and whistles. We'll have some video streaming of footage taken from around the Isle of Man, so you can get a really good idea of how the animals actually look. And just lots of information, interactive quizzes, and a game station for the children to come and sit down and do some activities and some colouring too.
So family information and entertainment in one.
Exactly. It's got everything you could possibly need to know about whales and dolphins around the Isle of Man. And just a really good fun day out for all of the family. But I must stress, not just for children. Anyone of any age, you know, if you have some sort of interest in marine life and the coast of the Isle of Man, then do come along.
And that's it for Update this evening, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio Newsroom. Update News Radio with Simon Richardson, producer Amy Griffiths. If you're listening to this update as a podcast, thanks for making it the most popular of our newscasts.